Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from Wired about whether meal kits are actually cheaper than groceries in 2025. Buckle up, Buttercup, because this is a spicy one.
Ooh, meal kits versus groceries? That's the eternal question, isn't it? I'm intrigued. What did the Wired writer find?
So, Matthew Corphage, the author, actually did a real-world experiment. He took recipes from meal kits like HelloFresh, Blue Apron, and others, then tried to buy the exact same ingredients at the grocery store.
Hold on. Exact same ingredients? That sounds like a challenge, especially those tiny little sauce packets.
Exactly. And that's where things get interesting. He found that in many cases, the meal kits were cheaper, or at least comparable in price, especially when it came to those sauces and spices. Imagine trying to buy a teaspoon of Sichuan peppercorns at the store.
I see. Interesting. So, those pre-portioned ingredients really add up when you buy them individually, huh?
You got it. He breaks down a few specific examples, like a seared salmon with cumin Sichuan glaze from Blue Apron. The kit was $25, but recreating it at the store cost him almost $40, mostly due to having to buy full bottles of specialty sauces.
Wow, that's a significant difference. So it's not just the convenience factor, but potentially cost savings too?
Potentially, yes. He points out that budget meal kits with simpler recipes are easier to beat on price at the grocery store. But the more complex the recipe, the more likely the meal kit wins on cost.
But what about all those leftover ingredients from the store? Didn't he end up with a mountain of spices?
Absolutely. He talks about having a fridge full of condiments. He raises a really good point. While meal kits might be comparable on price per meal, you're not factoring in the potential future meals you could make with those leftover groceries.
That's a good counterpoint. So it's a trade-off, convenience and portion control versus potential long-term savings.
Precisely. It's not a simple yes or no answer. He suggests that meal kits are best for trying new things, venturing outside your usual cooking routine.
That makes a lot of sense. I often get stuck in a rut, making the same dishes over and over.
Exactly. The article emphasizes that meal kits shine when you want to try something new, like a complex recipe with unfamiliar spices. You get the adventure without the hassle or expense of stocking your pantry with a bunch of ingredients you might only use once.
That's a compelling argument. So, while meal kits might not always be strictly cheaper, they offer a unique value proposition.
Absolutely. And Corphage points out that the more complex the recipe, the more likely you are to save money with a meal kit, compared to buying all those ingredients separately.
Got it. So, the more complex the recipe, the better.
Right. It's not just about cost per se, it's about the cost of convenience, trying new flavors, and reducing food waste.
This has been really insightful. I'm definitely going to rethink my grocery shopping strategy. Thanks for breaking it down.
You're welcome. And that's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.